Hey,
he's asked me about these flat top mountains. What do we call them?
Like a general term.
Mesas.
Just the mesa.
Yeah.
This is Priscilla's husband, Ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we met yesterday. Yeah, good. You guys want to go with the quieter over here?
No.
You okay?
Up there. Thanks.
It's sure. Been so quiet this morning.
Do they do much irrigation around here?
They do quite a bit, okay. If it's possible.
If they can.
See, now, when they build the dam up here, they sold the rights. Certain amount of rights of the water to they have to give to Kansas. If Kansas hollers we need the water, whether they need it or not, they have to open up those gates and let that water out. Well, they've almost depleted our dam up there. It's a shame.
So the dam's the one at Trinidad Lake?
Yeah.
Okay. And where does that water go? Where does that water
Downport. It'll go to Tahoney, and it goes clear down into Kansas.
It's all those little towns, big farming towns, too. Do you have any canyons around here?
Canyons?
Yeah.
Oh, up above, there's a lot of canyons.
Okay.
Yeah, there's almost every dirt road that you spot. That takes off from the highway is a canyon.
Yeah. Okay. What about waterfalls? Do they have any waterfalls up there? Not too much.
We just don't have any water.
Yeah. Right. Do you know any of the names of wildflowers around here?
That's the only one I see.
Do you have any?
Oh, not right offhand outside of the. We have a bunch of, as you get up above, you'll see a lot of beautiful little orchid flowers and everything, but I couldn't tell you what the names of them are. But we do have books that, you know, tell you the name of them.
Yeah. When you were married, did they have a party for you afterward?
We partied all night.
Did they give you what is called a shivery? What was that like? What did they do during that?
Well, see, ours, with our tradition, is the night before the wedding.
Oh.
It's as big as the day of the wedding.
Really?
I mean, we have food,
yeah.
drinks. Then they play music and we dance out in the street.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was one big party.
Yeah.
Next day, you go down the altar with a hangover, you know.
They didn't put you in a wheelbarrow. Did they put you in a wheelbarrow?
No.
Have you ever heard of that happening?
Yes, I've heard of that.
And this is what you call a shiver?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever hear about haunted houses in this area?
Haunted houses?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any hauntings in Trinidad at all?
Nah, I don't think so.
Any superstitions?
Well, me, I'm very superstitious.
Right. Tell me one or two.
I mean, they're just stupid little things, you know.
Like but, the number 13?
Well, I don't like black cats. I don't like to see a shoe turned over. I don't want to see a hat on the bed. I mean, like, I'm telling you.
The shoe turned over.
Right.
I've never heard of that. Do you have an expression for when someone's really frightened, you would say?
No.
You ever heard of, like, scared to death
or anything like that? Well, scared to death, that's pretty common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is there a big cemetery in town?
We have two of them. We have the Catholic Cemetery, which is east of town.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Masonic Cemetery, which is north.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get there, you would go down to the second stop and go light. It's a four-way intersection.
Okay.
And you would go down to Commercial,
right.
And you would go all the way up until you come to another four- or five-way intersection.
Mm-hmm.
and then you just stay right, and you go all the way up, and you will come right into the cemetery. And that's where they do the cremation.
Okay.
They just started that cremation about a year ago.
Do you, is there a name for natives of